3-year-old stabbed to death in Ohio grocery store parking lot. By Catherine Hamilton on June 6, 2024. A 3-year-old boy has died and his mother injured after they were stabbed in a random act of violence in a grocery store parking lot in Cleveland, Ohio, according to officials. The stabbing occurred at around 3 p.m. in the grocery store parking lot on Lorraine Road in North Olmsted. Court officials allege that Bianca Ellis, 32, stole 2 knives from the North Olmsted Volunteers of America thrift store before walking to the Giant Eagle grocery store next door, following 37-year-old Marco Wood and her son, Julian, and stabbing both of them in the parking lot, 19 News reported. Ellis followed them and immediately stabbed the 3-year-old, located in the shopping cart, multiple times. His mother attempted to pull him out and was also stabbed, according to the report. North Olmsted police arrived on scene and gave first aid to both the mother and son before they were transported to St. John Medical Center, according to the report. Julian died in the hospital from his injuries. His mother was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. Captain Eric Morgan said officers located Ellis walking toward Dover Center Road, still holding the kitchen knife allegedly used in the attack, the outlet reported. Ellis was arrested and taken to the North Olmsted Jail, where she is being held on a $1 million bond. She has since been indicted on 1 count of aggravated murder, 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, 2 counts of felonious assault, 1 count of endangering children, 1 count of tampering with evidence, and 1 count of misdemeanor theft, according to court officials. Debt. Sergeant Matthew Beck said during a Tuesday press conference that the motive is under investigation, but he called the attack an entirely random act of violence. Beck added that Ellis and the mother and son had no previous interactions and no interaction inside the store. The suspect had been arrested on May 30 related to a probation violation, but she was ultimately released, Beck said. She had also visited the North Olmsted Police Department on Monday to discuss her arrest, police said, noting that she had no known violent criminal history. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley announced Wednesday that Ellis has been indicted by a grand jury. "This case is truly devastating. I want to express my heartfelt condolences to the Wood family during this difficult time," O'Malley said. "As a father, I could not begin to imagine this grief. But I can promise that we will do everything in our power to bring justice for Julian Wood and the Wood family." Julian's family said the little boy loved dinosaurs and school, and he leaves behind his parents, an older brother, and his new baby sister, according to the report. The Wood family is asking the community for donations to help cover funeral costs and to cover the time the family will need to take off work. They're also asking for prayers during this difficult time, the report continued.